Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So it's been a while since I recorded one of these. A lot of the episodes that I've been uploading recently have been recorded in the past or were different like videos and stuff that I've done. This one's actually being recorded on April 23rd, Tuesday. It is very late, but I just wanted to record this to help me to kind of get back on track and get back on the train, the podcast train, and also just to have some semblance of like a connection. Like, this was recorded this day, and hopefully this will be uploaded this day. The thing with podcasts, I think, is really cool, because I was just like, why do I have a podcast, and like, why am I doing this? It's a great way of documenting, of jotting down and taking down your thoughts, of speaking your thoughts out loud, and can really be a great way of being able to interview people and talk to people and create this space that you're going to have these deeper conversations that you wouldn't just have like normally all the time. So that's super cool. And I would love to use this podcast for interviewing artists and animators and different artists on Instagram. I think that would be really cool. Some that have really inspired me and artists and animators on YouTube. I think interviewing them would be really awesome as well. And kind of an update is I've been just finished up a sketchbook, which is super cool, and that was a good feeling. Now it's like doing what comes after that and trying to do some different stuff with my art, and been realizing that I was talking to someone on I've started streaming I was talking to someone on the stream. And he was saying like that art is really just about, one of the things is you learn how to draw, like how to observe and how to draw the things that you observe. And then after that, you can kind of draw whatever you would like, and you can learn and get better. And for me, it'd been like I had kind of been in this art block or this rut of like, oh, I can't draw. But I was realizing that everything I was doing in my sketchbook basically was just from my imagination, like drawn with no reference whatsoever and just mostly doodles. Like, I wasn't even putting that much like effort into it. So I realized that if I put in just a little bit of effort, that I can really see that difference. And using reference, I can see that difference. And I'm planning on doing that more, like trying to find different styles and colors and things I want to work with, and using that reference to create some really awesome art. And yeah, I think that'll be really cool. And then with animation, I kind of feel like it might be a little bit of the same thing. It's just, it's so easy to overcomplicate things as artists, or just like as individuals and people. Like, it's easy to overcomplicate things and think something's much harder than it, make it much harder than it has to be. And so I just really want to dive in to the rabbit hole of animation and learning that and getting better at that with animatics and just having fun with it again. That's something I really want to do, is have fun with art, have adventures with art, like going outside and making art and like photography, and even if it's just, it's on my phone because I don't really have a fancy camera, but I think it's still cool to be able to document that and just document your life and your journey, where you are at right now, because things are going to change and you're going to grow and learn. And it's cool to see like where you've come from and all that you've accomplished. So I just really encourage that, to document your journey, whether it's through a journal or like a voice journal, an audio journal, podcast, blog, or just like little notes and a note app or whatever, that things that happened that day or little things that you're grateful for, it can really help you in seeing how far you're coming and how far you're going and the things that you've accomplished. It's a really cool thing. And yeah, so this podcast, it's interesting looking back and seeing there's some of the episodes I really like, and then some that I feel aren't like up to cuff or up to snuff, whatever that term is or saying. But it's still part of that journey, and there's a lot of cool things that have come out of that. And yeah, it's just really cool. And kind of my main things to focus on are doing stuff with YouTube and then with this podcast and using those two things together, and been making some videos on YouTube out of my podcast, which has been really cool, especially the ones on like animated movies like Luca and Treasure Planet. Those are really fun to work on and put together and edit and stuff. And then I just want to do more with my own music and voice acting and all that type of stuff. It's interesting because I realized that I really love a lot of different types of art, and my passions or hobbies are all like the things that are really sometimes hard to get good at, like music, and I want to make my own music and write music and make comics and animatics and animations and stuff, and write and tell stories. I've been doing more writing. That's been really cool. Been writing fantasy, like short stories based on characters that people have sent in. And that's been super cool working on that and just building the world of Uptown Warriors, aka Anthem Knights, aka the fantasy story whose name may just keep changing. But it's just been really cool to figure out my writing style and learn some more things about writing. And I'm like, yeah, let's just write a full-length novel. But, you know, it's one day at a time. One day at a time. Anyway, I'll see you guys later. Peace.